Conclusion. As we come to the end of this book, I want to emphasize on this. Praise and worship were never meant to be mere routines. They are supposed to be the life of a believer, a response to what God has done and who He is. As you close this book, I challenge you not to close your heart. Let the truth you've understood in this book move from information to transformation. Let praise arise. Let worship spring forth from your heart. Let worship become the posture of your daily walk with God. You were created to declare His praises, to reflect His glory, and to dwell in His presence. This is the truth about praise and worship. Walk in it, live it, and let your life become a testimony of this.